There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me. This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geek's 50 Days Dragon Con podcast. This is a filler episode. That's what we call an episode where we don't have any real idea of what we're going to be talking about, but we have some people on the phone. So with me tonight is JJ. How are you doing, JJ? JJ Hawkins of the website of Doom.
Howdy. How you doing? I'm doing fine.
And coming from the complete opposite direction from where I'm at, and from JJ, Mr. Aaron Poole. Aaron Poole of various things and sundry items.
Way to make me feel special, John.
Well, okay, what is your primary thing you're doing these days?
Well, currently, as we speak, I'm editing a video for my comedy sketch team, No Milk Day, which can be found at the website of Doom. I would say between that and my website, which is aaronfever.com, where I write lots of articles, mostly about comic books and other sundry things, they're my main doodads.
Where do you, which site is, because I read it, but I just don't know where it is, your things I bought at the comic store this week?
That's on aaronfever.com. Oh, okay. That's on my blog.
Because I know you also do Word of the Week for on Need Coffee and YouTube, and several other. You also do a podcast with JJ as well.
I do. We do, which is The Drive-In of Doom, which is a movie commentary podcast we do once a month on comic book movies.
But it's not one of your main things.
It's not one of my main things, because it's once a month. So I'm thinking of the things I do once a week.
So both of you guys, first of all, I'm in Tampa. Let's see, JJ, you're all the way over in Portland. And Aaron's all the way over in Ireland, so I'm like sort of a nexus at this point. I'm a layover. Both of you guys come from like far, far away to come to Dragon Con. Why? Why do you do it?
JJ, you go first. I feel like mine will take longer.
Right. Well, I mean, I basically come to Dragon Con because there's a lot of people I know at Dragon Con. The excuse I've given to people recently when they ask me why I go to Atlanta every year, it seems like if you have friends that live all over the place and you say, yeah, eventually we'll get together, it never happens. But if you have an event that you go to every year, then people show up and you actually see your friends. So it's kind of cool.
Aaron, how about you? Because you actually have to probably of the three here on this podcast. And by the way, Lee, so just so she doesn't think that I'm cheating on her, she is aware that this is being recorded. And she's probably going to join us in like 5 to 10 minutes or whatever. Anyway, Aaron, you actually have immigration issues that you have to overcome, and exchange rates, and
well, the exchange rates are in my favor. In fairness,
even from Ireland,
they
how bad
they
is the U.S. economy?
Well, put it this way: my cost for my hotel room in dollars is $1,500. But in euros, it's 1,100. So it works out for me. Not that it's cheap at all, because fuck those prices, right?
Ouch.
Yeah. No, this year, actually, it just, as it's a Dragon Con podcast, this year has been the toughest to attend. And I'm a guest. I mean, I'm on the guest list on dragoncon.org. I'm, you know, they like having me there.
Humble
but yet
brag.
It's still, it's extortionately pricey.
Humble brag.
Humble brag, yeah, I know. But it's my favorite thing to wind you up about. I love doing it.
Well, thank you. And it works, by the way. It works. So, yeah. Anyway, so how long does it actually take you to get over here then? When it's all said and done, from time you wake up to walk out the door to arriving at your hotel room in Atlanta, how long does it take?
Oh, it's only about 8 hours. Oh, you were asking him. That's right.
Well,
no, actually, I was asking you, JJ.
Oh, okay. About 8 hours.
I don't care about Aaron. Who the hell cares about Aaron?
It's easier on the way over than coming back.
He thinks he's special because he's a guest.
Well,
I'll find you. I am special because I'm a guest. Actually, I got asked by a girl in an elevator last year. I was riding the elevator up to one of the floors in the Hilton, and this girl was staring at me in the elevator, and I thought to myself, you know, okay,
it's go time.
Yeah, ladies. But
she thinks I'm Draco.
You gotta tell that story too, but finish this elevator story.
Well, I genuinely thought that might be the case, but she kept staring at me, but not in a good way. I thought she was kind of staring at me with a little bit of disgust. And then just as she's about to get off the elevator, she said to me, "So you're a guest, but I've never heard of you. What's the deal with that?" And it was tired. I was, you know, it was a late night. I just went, I guess not everybody's famous. And she just like tutted and walked off the elevator and left me for another couple of floors seething.
She just said, "And I've never heard of you either." So
yeah, I was in a glass case of emotion at that point.
Can I just say next year, Aaron, if that happens again, just say, "Oh, I was on Stargate."
I kind of wanted to say, so it's like, well, maybe you don't watch enough television, just to try and make out that I'm on TV and she didn't know about it. I thought, why bother?
Well, I mean, nobody watched Stargate, so you can get away with it.
Well, I used to watch Stargate. I watched the original seasons. I didn't watch the spin-off shows, but I actually like Stargate.
So you were that person?
Well, then how about you say you were on the last season of
Stargate Universe?
Fuck, Straczynski's show, Babylon 5. Nobody watched that.
But, I mean, fuck this
better
girl.
Yet, Star Trek Enterprise.
Why should I have to justify myself?
Star Trek Enterprise.
There you go.
Oh, Jesus. I wouldn't want to be associated with that show.
All you got to do, when they ask, you just go, "It's been a long time." And then they'll run out of the elevator, no matter what floor you're on. They'll just dive out.
Actually, that's how you clear out most elevators at Dragon Con, right? It's the only way to clear out elevators at Dragon Con.
Yeah, the farts go up don't the seem to work
quickly.
The farts are consumed by the sweat. That's why.
Oh, jeez.
Anybody in a Big Daddy suit, it's going to filter right through.
Okay, Aaron, you got to tell a story about the time that that poor boy.
Okay, so I'm a skinny white blonde guy from Europe. So I get mistaken for a lot of skinny blonde white guys in Europe. But the first time I got Draco Malfoy, also known as Tom Felton in real life, go ahead.
Hawaii.
Look that up, folks. So was that Dragon Con? About 3 years ago, I think. I was getting off an elevator with a cardboard box in my hand. I was going to go to another panel, and it was the executive level in Hilton. I didn't have a room there, just for the words up. I'm not that fancy, but I was going to a room there.
Now, were you a guest that year?
I was not a guest that year. No, this is before my, you know, my glory days, Tom.
international fame.
So basically, this kid was like, in this seat, there's like in the hallways of the Hilton in front of the elevators, they have these kind of little seats so you can sit down while you wait. And this kid was like lying down, like obviously he'd been there a long time. And he pops up when he sees me and he goes, "Tom?" And I'm like, "No." And he goes, "Oh, I thought you're not Tom Felton?" I'm like, at that point, I didn't know who he was. I had to ask afterwards. That's how I found out. I was like, no, sorry, kid. And he's like, "Oh, it's just, you look, I thought you were him because he's on this floor and I'm waiting for him." And he was like a 14-year-old boy, so really nobody should really wanting that waiting for you at any point. But yeah, it was awkward. But he when I walked away, he's like, "Are you sure you're not Tom Felton?" I'm like, yeah, I'm sure.
She said you were.
Sorry.
The old lady's here.
Oh,
hey, everyone act
normal. You did not just call me old.
Everyone act normal.
You did not.
What? I wasn't referring to you. I meant somebody else. I meant.
He meant me.
You know what? Keep it up. It's all right. It's all right. Keep it up.
So
your wife gave you to me for like 4 days. I will. It's all right.
In fairness, over here, the old lady means your wife. It's a nickname for your wife. It's fine.
And at Dragon Con, everybody assumes I'm married to Aaron anyway, so I believe he was referring to me.
Yeah, assumes.
Aren't y'all married? I thought you were.
See? Yeah.
Only in Washington. Lee Lee has joined us, so I'm not officially cheating on her now.
I know.
We started
the only thing that's saving your butt right now.
You were on a break.
No, we were not on a break.
I was just asking.
Do not.
I was just about to ask them. So what are you guys looking forward to this year at Dragon Con?
Oh, yeah.
Well, all those panels that I'm going to be on as a guest of Dragon Con.
Screw
you!
Oh, my God. Could you be any, like, more evil?
I could remind John of all
tough.
The perks I get as being a guest, but
All right.
Wow.
So, JJ, oh, Aaron dropped off. What a strange coincidence.
Oh, damn.
No, JJ, what are you looking forward to? Obviously, not being on panels.
Yes.
Avoiding panels all the
time. I tend to wait till the last minute to get excited about anything at Dragon Con because there's a lot of things that seem to be in flux. It's not Dragon Con's fault. It's actually my scheduling. I never know what's going on until I get there. And so the only thing that I'm really looking forward to that I know of so far, and this sounds gay because my wife gave it to me at Con last year. My con wife gave me a Sylvester McCoy action figure last year that he brought over from Dublin, and I'm trying to get McCoy to sign it this year because I didn't get to last year.
Did you take it out of the package?
Awesome.
No, of course it's still in the package because I knew McCoy would come back eventually.
Yeah, that's true. Good man. That's the proper geek there, folks.
I'm actually not a mint and card guy at all. I believe the toys should be taken out and played with, but I do have.
That's what I tell my wife. What?
Up you.
But I do have a American Maid that was signed by Ben Edlund that is very important to me, and a Sylvester McCoy Doctor Who would also be pretty amazing.
I might have to turn in my geek card, but what's an American Maid?
Did you not watch the Tick cartoon?
Oh! That all makes sense now. That whole entire sentence makes sense now.
Yes, I have an action figure of the American Maid, and the card back was signed by Ben Edlund.
I thought you meant there was a character that was made in America that was, never mind.
I imagine the toy was probably made in China. They generally are.
Came together now. Or Ireland. I understand that there's a lot of sweatshops in Ireland now.
All the Magneto figures are made there.
No, sweater shops, John. Sweater shops.
Oh, sweater. It's that one language divided by an ocean thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. This is going so very well. Hey, Lee, take over.
Hey, how you doing? So, guys, I don't know, because I did come in a little bit late. So, it sounded like you guys were talking about, like, your favorite memories of Dragon Con.
No, we weren't.
No, you weren't? All right, well, let's go there, then. What are your... There you go. What are some of your favorite...
Filler episode, people. Filler. What?
Yeah. Oh, hush up, you. What are some of your favorite Dragon Con moments?
JJ, you go first.
Why did you put me first? I was just thinking, what now should I say?
The time that you met
give myself more time to think.
The time that you met that guest named Aaron.
You just threw me under a bus.
I will go myself, but I'd rather you guys go.
Oh no, I got one.
Okay, go for it.
Because I mean, in fairness, I could pick a top five very easily because there's so many good memories, and they're mostly just from hanging around and doing silly stuff. But my favorite one was actually from last year. We were talking about Sylvester McCoy earlier on. While he was there at Con, the first episode of the new season of Doctor Who aired the Saturday night. And of course, we didn't get to watch it because it's not on in America, or at least we couldn't record it while we were in the con. I don't know what, you know, there's many issues to watching a TV show when you're at that convention. But a friend of ours, a mutual friend named Ken Plume, managed to get a hold of a copy, and we watched it in his hotel room with Sylvester McCoy and Molly Lewis and others. But we sat down and had a little viewing party, and I got to watch Doctor Who with a doctor, the one who was the doctor on air when I was growing up. Sylvester McCoy was the guy who was actually playing him when I was young. So that was quite a cool kind of surreal moment. And Sylvester's a huge fan of the show. He would love talking about it afterwards, and we had a nice little geek out fest. It was nice. So that's one thing I don't think I could have had without Dragon Con.
That's very cool. And JJ?
I mean, one of the things that I mean, this is sort of sad because it's in front of an audience, but I mean, last year I loved the fact that we got to do Solve This in front of an audience. and it proved that it worked in front of an audience, and that was a lot of fun. So that was something I enjoyed a great deal.
And no Solve This has been done since.
I'm very aware of that too. We killed it right there at Dragon Con.
And no one else has even heard that. No, it hasn't aired online. Or
Aaron, I'm going to send you the video. You can put it together.
You said that about a year ago.
No, okay, but now I need it to fill 50 days Dragon Con.
Oh, I see how it is.
Hey, speaking of nothing in any particular order. Hey, uh-huh. Serv has joined us. Serv, how you doing?
Hey guys, how are you?
All right. You just walked into a recording of 50 Days of Dragon Con, just so you know.
And so,
yeah,
and
I walked into a conversation about Sylvester McCoy, and I was like, why did John call me for this?
Well, but
what we were talking about was what are some of your favorite or favorites of Dragon Con moments?
I can definitely say last year's favorite Dragon Con moment was getting to meet on essentially a one-on-one basis, thanks to my friend Lee, R.A. Salvatore, author.
And is he not the nicest guy?
He is. He is such a super cool.
Seriously, I thought he was so sweet. Yeah.
The story on that, he was doing a signing and I showed up about an hour, maybe 45 minutes before the signing and got in line. And I'm like, yeah, I'm about 40 people deep. No problem. I got $2 I want him to sign. Good. No problem. Yeah, what I didn't know is that the 40 people in front of me then went into a hallway that went for, I don't know, a couple hundred feet. That then went into a room that Disneyfied it, you know, with the maze that they set up. So I was probably more like 440 people back, and he had a two-hour window to sign. So in an hour and 15 minutes, I moved approximately 15 feet. So I was freaked out that I wasn't going to be able to get to actually meet R.A. Salvatore or have him sign the books that I wanted him to sign. So here's where it's good to know people at Dragon Con, kiddies. Especially track directors who will know other track directors.
You're going to get her in trouble now, you know.
Shit, now everybody's going to want to be my friend.
Don't worry, it's only for those 4 days, though, Lee.
Right. Well, as long as they rub my feet and pour me booze, we can probably work something out.
That's what I did, you know.
That's exactly right, baby.
So that was last year's absolute favorite moment. You know, I went from a complete disaster on the day of the signing to the next day when he was going to be at a panel to complete utter joy when I actually got to meet him the next day.
Well,
so.
And let me say this, because, yes, you did get to meet him, but he actually stayed after that panel and signed as well. He signed after every one of his panels along with his signing time. I mean, he was just an amazingly wonderful guest. So I've heard wonderful things about him. So yay!
If you guys can get him again, I am 100% on board with that. The other thing that I love about Dragon Con is the opportunity to see my friends who I don't get to see on faces. And
yay.
Yay.
That was
how nice she said that, Aaron.
I could be nice, but I have much more fun being evil to you, Lee.
I know you do.
I will say about Dragon Con too, like he was just saying about the guests, I have had a couple of just random encounters that have really made my day too. Like I got a random high five by Kevin Sorbo when I saw him and I was like, oh wow, Hercules, and I waved and he high fived me, which was fun. Or the year that I met Mark Singer, who's somebody that I have adored ever since I saw Beastmaster as a very young child. And when I met him, he has to be. You said that R.A. Salvatore was the nicest guy. He would have to be in a real competition with Mark Singer for nicest human.
Well, and it's funny because I say that about nicest guy. I mean, literally, I look back at so many of the people I've met, authors, panelists, guests, whoever. And I can only think of two people that I never, ever want to talk to again. In all honesty, all the other guests, they are there having a great time.
Two of those people are on this podcast.
What? Now people, no, not true. But, I mean,
only one of them is.
I can't think, literally there are two, and no, I'm not going to name them, but there are literally only two people that I'm like, I don't ever care if I talk to them again.
Now, the Lee, I would make a suggestion. Would I guess right in saying that those two people probably haven't come back to the con either?
Unfortunately, they have.
Because I was gonna hazard the suggestion that
there was a big delay between the first time and the second time, so that's true. Yeah.
One of them was Patrick Stewart.
I'm
kidding.
No, I find that it's the sort of con that, because I mean, it's both to its favor, to its credit, and to its disservice. But it's a kind of a haphazard con in the sense that it's laid out kind of chill. You know, if a guest has to get to a thing, he doesn't really have a red rope that he can hide behind. He has to go through the crowd to get to it more often than not. So it's, you know, you kind of have to be chilled out and kind of cool, and a people person to kind of be happy at Dragon Con.
I would agree. And I think the other thing is, even though sometimes you might be able to get there in different ways, a lot of our guests enjoy that. I mean, they really, really do. They enjoy the interaction with the fans. And that's why they're there. So many of our guests now, John, I think we were talking about this the other day, was they are fans themselves. They're of the generation of the rest of us who grew up with some of this stuff and love it. And that's kind of fun. So what
awkward
is...
Pause, also, awkward all right, pause.
So now, if there is one thing you can tell everybody, just one thing to bring to Dragon Con as a seasoned attendee, you're going to need this no matter what you think. What is the one thing you tell somebody?
Lou. What? I mean, Aaron, go. You first.
Well, I will answer a slightly different question. Is that there's one thing I would tell
because
somebody.
I don't believe in your damn question, and it's
your question sucks, Lee. I will answer my own questions now.
Well, no, it's in the sense that I think the things to bring are kind of obvious to a certain extent, because I think anybody who kind of goes to any sort of event, be it a gig or a festival or anything like that, kind of it's the same sort of stuff. Like, but I would say there's one thing that is good advice that I would give anybody coming to the con is that if you make sure that you're able to get some time alone at some point during the day, to do so, because the crowds are extremely overwhelming, especially if it's your first time at the con, and you know, 50,000 people and probably more again this year. It's tough being around them in an enclosed environment, so it's nice to be able to decompress a little bit at some point during the day. If you're able to get some lunch and bring it back to an empty hotel room or somewhere that you can go that you can just chill out a little bit and kind of gather yourself again to go back into the madness, because it's they're long ass days. They are full 24-hour days when you're there. So it's good to kind of, you know, get yourself chill, let's say. So that would be the best advice I could give anybody is find a place that you can kind of chill out a little bit every now and again and make sure you do it every day.
Especially when you're a popular guest like Aaron Poole.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's no red rope for me to hide behind, so I'm just being played by offers for autographs and all that shit all day. It's kind of tough.
Which is but why
if there
you go
were
to the...
a red rope, he could hide behind it like four times. He's so thin.
He's so damn skinny.
Yeah.
But he gets to go into the special guest hyperbolic chamber where he just, you know, breathes rarefied oxygen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's all he'll talk about.
Serves me drinks.
What?
Oh, I said too much.
How about you, JJ? What question do you want to answer, JJ?
Yeah, so JJ, what is something you would give either as advice or something to bring? Let's just change it a little bit.
I actually focused on answering your actual question, Lee. Sorry.
Yay,
well,
JJ.
you aren't a snooty guest like Aaron is. Yeah.
For people who are maybe coming from a climate, say like Portland, which is nothing like Atlanta, bring a water bottle. The con is very, very good about having water. And pretty much any panel you go to, any room you go into, there's always big jugs of cold water. But you're going to spend a lot of time outside, and Atlanta wants to kill you. So,
it doesn't want to kill you. It just wants to dehydrate you.
The day ball is really close to Atlanta.
The day ball is. It's very.
I don't
close.
Think the hobos want to dehydrate you, though.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. No. Also, yeah. Don't feed the scary people. But I always make sure that I carry a backpack anyway, And I always have a water bottle attached to it because it empties. By the time you get into another room, it's empty.
There you go. And serve?
I will answer your question, Lee.
Thank you.
I will answer it with one of two things. The first being patience.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to need it for some queuing up, as Aaron might say. You're going to have to queue up for some panels and all.
He doesn't have to queue up. He's a guest.
Well, yeah, but, you know, those who aren't, you know, they queue up for me. Air, right.
They queue up to see me.
Right, exactly.
So you bring patience so you can have a Guns N' Roses sing-along right there in the line?
Yes. Was played at my wedding reception.
It was.
Yes, it was.
So I heard it.
We all danced to it.
It was in the same town, JJ. So.
That's what I'm saying. I just heard it wafting through, and I was like, Guns N' Roses, that doesn't play anymore.
Serve must be here.
In Portland? Portland?
It's like we're obsessed with the 90s or something.
Is it?
Who?
This has to be a steampunk version of Guns N' Roses. If it's playing in Portland.
The other alternative, if you choose not to bring your patience, you better bring your vaporizer.
because the air is so... dry, right?
It's so full of air. Just air.
What do you mean by vaporizer? I'm not quite sure what you mean. So, Lee, what would you say?
Let the server answer. It's all right. Something
alert.
That would help you, like if you had asthma.
If you had
to bring your vaporizer.
If you had a medical condition, the intake of medicine.
All right.
Medication.
Mm-hmm. Which is in Washington. There are many different kinds of medications. Yeah.
In Washington, you don't need medication. It's just, you know, just buy it. Portland, though, I think you need a prescription. But anyway.
But our governor's trying to make it easier.
Yeah, but they bailed on that vote last year.
It was written by it was really poorly written.
Well, Washington's was poorly written, but everybody can follow Colorado's example now. Anyway, we've derailed.
Well, I guess, hey, Widge has joined us. Widge has joined a recording of 50 Days of DragonCon. How are you doing, Widge?
So what would you bring, Widge?
What would I bring to what? To like just a party?
Just answer
or?
The question.
I would bring the noise was what I would bring, serve.
It's loud enough at DragonCon.
That's good. I already brought the funk.
Okay, good. Great.
Yes, we smelled.
Weird. I brought Savion Glover. Bizarre.
Well, then I will bring his cousin Crispin.
Oh my god, there's a lot of fun.
I have no idea. So, Widge, of course, can be seen, heard on Need Coffee's various podcasts and also over at needcoffee.com. We're about to wrap this up, though, Widge. And then talk.
Oh, good.
About...
Well, I'm glad I was here to see it out.
Where will you be at DragonCon?
That's a very good question, John. I have no idea.
Check your Daily Dragon to figure out where Widge is.
Yes, it's like a Where's Waldo sort of thing, except more heavily caffeinated.
Black on black stripes.
That's a fun game.
Yeah, I was going to say.
If they find you, can they get something? Is that a game we can play?
If they're wearing their Need Coffee badge, then yes, they can win something out of the prize bag.
I think that's a fantastic game.
I think it's a great game because the more people win stuff, the less I have to tote around with me.
There is a fun fest this year, correct?
Yes, that is Friday night.
Friday night. Everyone be there somewhere in one of the hotels. Lee might know which hotel it's in if she was still here, but apparently she stopped talking.
This is going well.
Oh, it's going fantastic.
Hotel. It starts with an H or an S Hyatt. Or something.
It starts with an H Hyatt. Or, S. or W. Certainly one of those.
Lee has said Hyatt.
Hyatt. All right, Hyatt, as in John. All right, well, until next time, I'm going to cut off this podcast now. For Aaron, Lee, Widge, JJ, and Serve, until next time. Peace. I was waiting for Lee to say bye. She's not
bye.
Going to.
Yes, I listened to the Pat Henry one today.
Wait, John, I'll say bye in the Lee style. Are you ready?
Yes. Because she sleeps a lot.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. follow the geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.